broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for March 30th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is Hour 2 at 2. And the goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. We reject revolution, but support the restoration, the peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we need your help to do it. Checks and balances the founders put in place, absolutely brilliant in the solution of the problems we face. No doubt there's a lot of negativity in this world. We get it. But we're also going to focus on good news. After all, good news begats good news. We need to make popular that which is good and make unpopular that which is evil. And we need to simply reject divisions, negative news, and bring back an era of God, family, country, life, liberty, and property. Welcome to the broadcast. By the way, this half hour of Liberty Roundtable Live is brought to you in part by your scientifically backed free vigor test. How would you like to take a test? Find out where you stand with your energy levels, how centered you are, how good you're feeling or not, if you will. And then how would you like to use natural health and healing solutions to improve that? Less depression, frustration, anger, discouragement. Replace that with more hours in the day to get the job done. Replace that with a peaceful feeling where you're like, I can handle all these tasks. You know what? Everybody else gets more cheerful after you take the scientifically backed free vigor test and use natural health and healing solutions to improve your vigor score. To learn more, to take the test, it's free. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir.
Yeah.
Now, I guess this thing's called NoHo School? What
well, mean? Yeah, that means North Hollywood.
Oh,
is what that
Dateline
stands for, is North
Los
Hollywood.
Angeles Unified School District,
yeah,
right?
That's right. And you know that you got troubles with, you know, that kind of stuff already. But so they've got this kind of
Well,
cool
all you
got to
do is
thing.
Say two slogans, government schools and inner city, and you know it's trouble.
That's right.
Which is sad, ladies and gentlemen. That could be turned around if churches and families and, people would go to work. We could change a lot of that, Kurt.
Well, you're exactly right. And in this case, maybe something good will happen with this. But they've got this kind of special deal going on since what happened was back in, remember when they were forcing everybody to get together, the blacks and the whites and all that kind of stuff back in the 60s, some government program. And so they got this kind of thing.
Yeah, it was based on old court cases,
around.
Kurt, of That's affirmative right. action and everything else. And then they basically put together these plans to deal with the court cases, right?
Yeah, if you people aren't going to get along, we're going to force you to get along, that kind of thing.
Like that's
going
to help.
And so KABC down there in Los Angeles is reporting budget cuts due to high white student percentage sparks outrage. So I guess this law that limits funds for schools with a higher white student body, if you turn this around, Sam, and said, hey, there's too many black kids in the school, so you're not going to get as much money, you'd have people really ticked off. But now the Los Angeles Unified School District is providing, well, they say, more funding for schools where the white population is below 30%. So if you get above that 30% and you're white, then what you need to do, these people, haven't they figured this out, Sam? All they got to do is talk to some of those kids that think they're white and have them just identify themselves as black. And then, hey, it'll all be fixed, right? But anyway, they haven't got it all figured out down there. They've got they say racial formula was a condition imposed by court decisions dealing with desegregations back in the 70s. So they got some frustrated parents, and I don't know, you want to give them any suggestions on how to get rid of your frustrations?
Well, in my mind, see, the problem is when you have compulsory education in the first place.
Good point.
So, you know, to these pro-choice folks, you know, compulsory education and pro-choice don't go together. So when you say you're pro-choice, you really mean murder, pro-death, because you want to kill babies.
Yep.
But if you want to educate those same babies that could have been alive, then you got to force them. So if they somehow make it past the abortion, pro-death, pro-choice agenda, then you're going to compulsorily, is that a word?
Yeah,
by compulsion,
you're gonna
force them to, you know, be educated in the government schools. Well, the first thing you do is you get rid of the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto called compulsory education. Second thing you do is you say the government has no authority, no constitutional provision to mandate a racist agenda in the first place, which is we're going to create winners and losers.
Yeah.
And if you're white now, you're a loser. If you're anything but white, you're a winner in terms of winning the pot of gold, the funding, pulling the lever in favor of one group at the expense of another group based on race or color of skin, all under the idea that, well, we are so racist, the government had to fix it. Lie.
Yep.
And no doubt we reject racism. No doubt we reject abuse of any culture, anybody, any peoples. We're all the children of God. But at the same time, we have a right to believe in and support our own ideas and beliefs. And if somebody chooses to be a racist, I disagree with it, but I stand for their right to be a racist in their thoughts, in their heart, if they want to. Not that I like that view.
No.
But that I understand that there's freedom of conscience, Kurt. And the second government decides to take away freedom of conscience, to use the courts to beat people into submission, to force compulsory education down our throats, and then to force a race-based criteria in which to grant or award funding, that's where it all runs off the rails.
Yep.
So what we got to do is get rid of the biggest racist on the planet, which is government. When I say get rid of it, I just mean their racist agenda. I don't mean government at all. I want to reject the proper role of government, but I want to support the limited proper role of government that our founders envisioned. And so we got a lot of work ahead of us, folks. But the reason we bring up this story is, can you imagine, literally in modern times, where the Los Angeles Unified School District, one of the largest school districts in the nation, literally provides more funding for schools where the white population is below 30%. And then if I bring that up and say, you know, budget cuts due to white or high white student populations, then they say that I'm the racist, Kurt. I'm the hater. I'm the evil one.
That's amazing, isn't it?
What are these people talking about? Now, I think that we ought to basically have private education, let businesses and individuals and family and philanthropists and promote education and let people gravitate towards the educational agendas of the facilities and the outcome or the fruits of the labor, if you will. In other words, if I like the agenda of a given school and I believe in the outcome, in other words, I see the fruits of the labor to be good and I want to put my kids in there, and or I want to fund it as a business, saying I'm raising the next generation, helping the next generation be educated so we have an awesome workforce for the future. Let those things happen and let the free market reign supreme and take the race agendas backed by government out of the mix. And I submit to you that prices will lower significantly and competition will increase. And pretty soon, by the very nature of the appropriate free market, Kurt, the bad apples will get thrown out of the barrels and the good will continue to expand and flourish. That's what free markets do, Kurt. That's what they do. Anyway, what an interesting story, huh? All right. John McCain's in the news attacking Trump once again, huh, Kurt? Headline says, McCain, quote, Trump admin must fill State Department jobs. Max Greenwood writes the piece, Kurt. Is there any problem with this McCain attack?
It's amazing, isn't it? You know,
what do you think of this attack?
Well, on the McCain thing, you know, you've got basically, you know, McCain who wants to be president, and he's kind of like, you know, chief insider. I mean, he, Paul Ryan, and McConnell, you know, but he wants more power, and he's, you know, he doesn't like Trump in the White House. He wanted to be there, you know, don't you think?
Yes, but the reason I have a problem with this attack is there's two things that we need to really think about when it comes to Donald Trump needs to, what does he say, hire? Must fill State Department jobs or whatever.
Well, he just wants more of those guys so that when you get these little minions working, in my opinion, then they're a little easier to control. I think Trump might want to just say, look, I can get more done with one guy than three guys. And so we don't need all these little minions.
Well, and could it be that Donald's not hiring these people intentionally because he knows that's part of the drain the swamp plan?
That's
Liberty Roundtable listeners, I'm just saying.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Getting advice from a teenager is a little unusual, but please listen to me. If you find yourself pregnant and you're scared, I've got some advice because I've been there. My boyfriend wasn't ready to be a father, and frankly, he wasn't all that interested after I told him I was pregnant. My friends told me I should keep the baby because it would be fun. Well, having a baby is about the baby. It's not about whether I have fun. Some people told me my parents would help take care of the baby, but my baby still wouldn't have both a mom and a dad of her own. And that's really important to me. After putting my feelings aside, I made the best decision I could for my baby. Not because I felt it was easy, but because I felt it was right.
Adoption. It's about love.
I didn't give my baby up. I gave her more.
A message from LDS Family Services.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So John McCain, one of the consummate insiders, to say the least, attacking Donald Trump, saying Donald Trump admin must fill State Department jobs. And I have one simple question for John McCain. It's kind of like a little child question, but I think it's absolutely poignant here and valuable to ask. Why? Should we just be like a little kid, Kurt, and say, John McCain, why? Why must Donald Trump admin fill State Department jobs? Why, Kurt?
Well, it's a
And I think
great
you answered
question.
It right before the pause.
Yeah. So, you know, he's over there in Brussels. And, you know, as far as I know, John McCain is a senator from Arizona. Brussels is a long ways from Arizona. And this is one of the reasons why a lot of those Arizonans think, we got to trade him out for a new replacement. But, you know, so far he's survived a little bit like Hatch in Utah. But, you know, they've got these little deputies in the State Department, and, you know, he wants them all filled. And so if I were Trump, I'd be like, well, that's a perfect reason not to fill them.
Yeah, and that's why I say, why, John? Why do we have to have those? And if you basically respond and say, why, John, and then make him scramble and stammer and stutter a little bit while he betrays America from a foreign land, we can then ask the next question. How will we drain the swamp if we do what you ask, John?
Yeah, that's not exactly what he's after, is it?
No. But I commend Donald for this, and I would say that we don't need a lot of those minions at all. We don't need them. Let's downsize the size and scope and employee count of government. Because we don't need that. It just creates moral hazard. And that's how we got the swamp in the first place, Mr. McCain. Don't you get it? There's a change in ideology at the top. We don't believe in your ever-growing government mentality anymore, John. Hopefully next election cycle, you'll be out on your ear. You and Orrin Hatch and the likes of you people. And hopefully we can replace you with constitutional conservatives that will truly make drain the swamp reality.
Hatch says he'll go, by the way, Sam.
Thank heavens for that.
Well, he says he'll go if somebody like Mitt Romney goes ahead and runs.
In other words, if you let a new leader with longevity continue to keep the swamp mentality, is that it?
Yeah, he wants to choose his replacement. You know, he doesn't really want the people to choose it.
Wait a minute.
He wants to choose it.
Is he in America, Kurt?
It's Orrin Hatch.
He doesn't get to decide, my friend.
You know?
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, that's what his latest is. And everybody's like, great. We're really looking forward to
not.
It. Yeah.
All right.
I'm into that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, do you know who Tomi Lahren is? Do you, Kurt?
Tomi Lahren. No. Is that like a country singer?
No. It's T-O-M-I. Okay. Is that Tomi?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Tomi Lahren. Permanently banned from the Blaze. Will not return from suspension, writes Derek Hunter.
So
now Tomi Lahren was a Blaze TV host. Yeah.
Okay.
She once declared herself, quote, too controversial for Fox News, but she's now back in the job market, Kurt. Yeah. Because she got permanently banned from the Blaze TV. She used to do a daily news talk show. And her departure does not come as a surprise to most media observers.
Yes.
I guess she has 4.2 million Facebook fans. And I guess she was let go for comments.
I wonder if any of them are real, you know what I mean? Or are these just fake fans, you know?
Well, I don't know, Kurt.
Yeah.
But she made comments on The View. You know, The View is those feminazi chicks that do The View, right?
I've heard of it.
Now, she stood up on The View and called conservatives hypocrites, Kurt.
Oh.
You want to know why?
Okay. I'll go there.
Well, she said they're hypocrites for being for smaller government and pro-life.
That's hypocrites?
Yeah.
Huh. I wonder why she would say such a thing. Got any idea?
Well, because I think there's some truth to it, Kurt.
All right.
Now, I'm not saying I agree with her on a lot of things, but The Blaze is owned by, as you know, conservative commentator, radio host Glenn Beck.
Yes.
And the company, as you know, has also recently fallen on hard times. Beck's radio show is slipping in popularity.
All right.
And traffic to The Blaze is sharply down.
This is according to who?
Well, it's true. They used to have 29 million unique visitors back in 2014, Kurt. Now, only 8.8 million uniques in February 2017. So it's beyond debate they're down.
That is less, yeah.
But anyway, Lahren said, never do the embassy jealousy and insecurity stuff. Be the hustler, the well-wisher, the go-getter, Team Tomi. So she's not saying anything negative about The Blaze, Kurt. And I don't know who's right or wrong here. But I know this, The Blaze is a private company and they can fire whoever they want to. And if they disagree with her, that's their right, Kurt.
Huh. Imagine that, Sam.
But, Kurt, I have to agree with Tomi Lahren with comments she made on The View. Would you call conservatives hypocrites for being for smaller government and pro-life, Kurt? I would, and I'll tell you why. They said they were for smaller government. They've been saying for literally almost my whole lifetime, at least my whole adult life and more, that they were going to get rid of the education department. They said now we're going to repeal Obamacare. That's what we elected them to do, and now they can't get that done. And there's literally many bills in Congress that would clearly, with a single sentence, repeal Obamacare. From Steve King's legislation to the guy from Alabama's legislation, there's many of them. And they're not serious. They're not for smaller government. They're not doing it. The inside Republicans, the so-called conservatives, are attacking the real conservatives, Kurt. So Rand Paul, the Freedom Caucus, being attacked by all kinds of, well, hypocrites. They say they're for smaller government. They say they're for pro-life, but they're not. And what effort have you seen by these people to promote a pro-life agenda, Kurt, to overturn Roe versus Wade? To stand for truly a pro-life view in America? So I hate to say it, and I don't really like The View, and I don't really think Tomi Lahren is my friend. And I don't know why the Blaze let her go, but I'm saying I half agree with her comments. I don't know the context. I may agree for different reasons. We may not be on the same page. I don't know. What I do know, though, is it's hard for me to argue with that point, Kurt, because the Republicans had the chance of a lifetime. They got control of the House. They got control of the Senate. They got control of the White House. They got control of the state legislatures. They got control of more state governors than the Democrats. By far, they got an opportunity to, they already have more appointees to the Supreme Court, and they have an opportunity to appoint more. And they still waffle and infight, and you can't know who's who. Now, you can say, well, Sam, it's just a couple of insiders that are controlled. Yeah, but they've had a chance to remove the speaker, and not enough people come to the table to get that done. Again, at every point, they're stymied, and at some point, you got to say it's by design. At some point, it's hypocritical. At some point, it's not their true agenda. Even though there may be a few that have that true agenda, not enough of them, or it would become the order of the day, the law of the land. And so when she says they're hypocritical, I'm having a hard time disagreeing. Especially on the pro-life issue. Now, they said they're going to defund Planned Parenthood. We don't have that done either. And now some conservatives are trying to tie the Planned Parenthood issue to the raise the debt ceiling issue. And Paul Ryan came out and said, we're not doing that. Well, I agree with the one issue at a time. And if that's what Paul Ryan was going for, I'd support it. But if he just says we're not doing that, he's using this one issue at a time issue against the people that are trying to force something to go through that couldn't go through on its own, maybe. Or at least people don't have the chutzpah, the wherewithal to push through with that. But I'm having a hard time, Kurt. A real hard time believing, Kurt, that these conservatives are genuine.
Well, we've seen this for a long time. And, you know, going back to the Beck thing, I'm wondering if you think because of his stand in the last election where he backed Cruz basically so hard and so long, if that hurt him on the website numbers.
Well, let's talk about it. Let's absolutely talk about it, because you got a valid point and it's worth focusing on. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam McCurt, news the networks refuse to use, straight ahead.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from Liberty News Daily, I'm Dennis Daly. A new focus is being put on a late 19th century, extravagantly corrupt and relentlessly brutal NYPD officer named Alexander Williams. His nickname was Clubber. He created a small kingdom of vice within his precinct. He freely sampled and profited from the illegal practices within the precinct, including prostitution. Prostitutes and pimps were free to ply their trade in exchange for payoffs. All my life, I've never had anything but chuck steak, but now I'm going to get me some tenderloin, he once gloated, thereby giving the Vice District its enduring nickname. Well, as Professor Alfred McCoy of the University of Wisconsin-Madison is writing, officers who enforce laws against vice act as informal regulators, controlling the volume of vice trading. They set a level of syndication. That seems to be now how we understand that Clubber Williams made himself rich. While police officers in Michigan cannot directly profit from vice as he did, they can enjoy some of the perks. This is the only state where police can have sexual relations with prostitutes, including potential human trafficking victims, without any legal consequences, and then arrest the woman when everything was over. And until a few years ago, Hawaii's laws against prostitution and sex trafficking had a similar loophole. Consider Audio Compass for sporting events, live remotes, talk show hosts, sound bites from the field, and more. Go to audiocompass.com. Audiocompass.com. With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So Tomi Lahren got fired for comments she made on The View. She said that she was pro-choice and she attacked conservatives, saying they're hypocritical. Permanently banned from The Blaze. Fired for opinion / comments she made on The Blaze, calling conservatives hypocrites for being for smaller government and for their pro-life stance. She expressed an opinion of pro-choice, Kurt, and it got her fired. Now, here's the problem with all this. Conservatives usually don't fire people for that, Kurt. They usually debate about it and talk about it and work through it, and people are entitled to their opinion, and where do we go if pretty soon they attack you and pretty soon it's me? And so the surprise here is that Glenn Beck just fired her. And I guess the question for you, Kurt, it backs into the discussion that you brought up right before the pause, where Donald Trump was attacked by Glenn Beck relentlessly the whole election cycle long, brutally attacked. And now he fires this lady, Tomi Lahren, and you brought up, hey, does this have to do with his waning success as a talk show host? At The Blaze, viewership down significantly. Are these things related? And I would say absolutely they are, Kurt. All right. We'll try to get Kurt back.
Well, I just didn't know if you were going to add to it. You said absolutely they are. I just thought you might say, well, here's why or whatever. But I agree with you. I think, when you got 50%+ of the American people who are like, hey, Donald Trump is, where we want to be. And Glenn Beck made no, in my opinion, he made no, he was right up front with his complete pushing of Cruz for the whole presidency thing. And he, I think, even after the choice was made, basically fought it and has continued to do that. I just think that's not been a good move for him so-called commentator and news person. It seems like to me you've got to remain a little bit more I don't know if you call it unbiased. I listened to what Hannity did on it, and I believe he did a lot more of a, you know, unbiased kind of thing. But he certainly was on board when after the Republicans chose Trump, whereas I think Glenn just continued to fight against
and it wasn't, you know, that he just had a preference for Ted Cruz, Kurt, and said, I personally think Ted Cruz is a better guy than Trump. That's who I vote for. I did that. I said I didn't vote for Donald Trump because I believe there's a better candidate out there. Daryl Castle on the Constitution Party is who I voted for, and I made that very clear. I publicly endorsed Daryl Castle, presidential candidate, and vice or Scott Bradley, vice presidential candidates on the Constitution Party. I endorsed them publicly, wrote up, in my opinion, a fairly eloquent reason for my endorsement, etc. But I wasn't rude to Trump, and I wasn't, okay, and so the problem isn't even that Glenn Beck's for Cruz over Trump. The problem is that he was so blindly, belligerently in support of Cruz as if the whole country would be destroyed if we didn't back Cruz, hostile against anybody who didn't support his belief in Cruz, and then very hostile and abusive towards Donald Trump, very negative, very hostile, very agenda-driven, even after the American people had their say, even after the elections, he still was that way to the point of, well, it becomes a credibility crisis at some point, Kurt. And so now Glenn Beck doing that, everybody, a lot of the conservatives were for Trump. And Glenn, basically, instead of just saying, I'm concerned about Trump and here's why or whatever else, he went against Trump to where he really got a whole Trump-backing group of conservatives saying, I don't like Beck anymore. Now that he attacks Tomi Lahren and she's saying she's pro-choice and she's mad at conservatives for, you know, their sellout on the pro-life and the smaller government idea, I have to agree with Tomi. I probably disagree with the reason. She's pro-choice, supposedly. Although she's not really for the pro-choice to have smaller government and be pro-life. But she's pro-choice, she claims, on The View. Now, Glenn Beck firing her for this. But again, Kurt, you can't run around and just fire people because they have a different difference of opinion. At some point, conservatives say the First Amendment means something, Glenn. Now, I agree that Glenn can fire whoever he wants to. The Blaze can get rid of whoever they want to. But the people can also vote with their dollars and with their viewership, Kurt, or listenership, or whatever you want to call it, depending on the readership. And so the problem is
Well, that's what
here,
they're doing when it comes to the lower, you know, hits, I guess you call it.
And Glenn Beck's paying the price, Kurt. And I think, sadly so. Now, I've tried to reach out to Glenn Beck because I wanted to talk to him about his attack of conservatives that believe in the 9/11 government conspiracy. I do. I'm one of them. I'm a 9/11 truther. I don't believe we have the facts on that thing. But Glenn Beck says that I'm willing to work with Al-Qaeda to destroy the country. Well, when he starts attacking huge groups of people, now he's attacked the 9/11 truthers. He's attacked anybody that likes Tomi Lahren. He's now attacked anybody who's a Trump supporter. I mean, you keep attacking and attacking and dividing and attacking and dividing conservatives, and pretty soon there's nobody left to listen, Kurt.
Yeah, it's a good point. And that's what you see, I think. He's, in many ways, seems like he's tried to be down right down the middle. And
going to get hit by traffic going both directions.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's okay.
That's what's going on. And all I'm telling you is this. Now, I used to watch The Blaze religiously because they had so many good stories, Kurt. They were one of the groups that stood up for gun rights when there was a good news story about a gun of defense or Rape Me Not. The Blaze had it. And they had an incredible RSS feed that I like to watch because it keeps the news simple. It takes out a lot of the graphics and makes it a lot easier for me to read headlines and get through wade through a lot of news fast. That's how I'm so up on the news and able to keep track of so many stories. I'm not telling you I have a handle on it better than anybody else. I'm just saying I can rifle through a lot of news and really pull out the good stuff a lot easier. And anyways, The Blaze changed their website. They say it's an upgrade. I think it's a downgrade because now they have a whole lot less news. But they say authentic, unfiltered, fearless. I think that's great. Commentary, freedom of the press is indeed under attack, but not because of Trump. Well, can that person write that, Kurt, on The Blaze when Donald is so against Trump that that person kind of defends Trump?
You mean when Glenn is so against Trump? Right?
Yeah, Glenn's so against Trump. This author read it. The first article here is kind of pro-Trump, saying, hey, it's not because of Trump. Can that happen, or do you fire him too? A lot of people say, Sam, you're a problem. You know, you have James Edwards on the radio, and he's kind of racist. And, well, whether you agree or not, I agree with James Edwards' First Amendment rights.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't have to agree with James on everything. By the way, I agree with him on those things. No, I don't. I don't even agree with Kurt. I don't even agree with my wife on everything.
Really?
Well, my wife's a lot smarter than me, and sometimes I disagree and have to come to my senses. What do you expect? I'm just saying we're all, you know what, we all have our own life's experiences and our own understanding and or lack of understanding oftentimes.
Yeah. Good point.
But anyway, I haven't really seen a lot of good news from the Blaze since they changed their website. It seems like it's a whole lot more mainstream. And by the way, Alex Jones is going a whole lot more mainstream than he used to, too.
Whoa.
Which I don't think is a good move.
So why do you think he's doing that?
Because I think in order to grow and to get above a certain size, you've got to be, quote, mainstream. Now, I don't think it'd have to be that way forever, but I think temporarily that's true because the American people have been deceived, so brainwashed, so manipulated for so long that they take our constitutional viewpoint as to be extreme, Kurt. They take our view that says, look, I'm a white person. Of course I'm going to advocate for the white race. Have you lost your mind? But that doesn't mean that I want anybody else to be downed or harmed or abused or betrayed or anything. I think anybody should advocate. I mean, look. You got, what's that Spanish news channel called?
Let's see. We met with those guys.
Ramos worked for him. Jorge Ramos worked for Univision.
Good point.
All right. Anyway, they advocate for their race. And by the way, I'm okay with that. Yeah. I don't have a problem with that at all. In fact, if they were Mexicans and Hispanics, I don't see why they wouldn't advocate for their race, Kurt. In fact, I think it'd be racially suicidal for them not to advocate for their people.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm okay with them doing that.
Yeah.
But I'm also okay with white
people doing that. We advocate for everybody's
Why wouldn't we? It would be racist to not do so, Kurt.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they say one step closer audit the Fed bill advances in the House. I guess it came out of a committee, Kurt. That's good news.
Huh.
And the Blaze has that piece.
Huh.
And that's great news, but the Blaze doesn't have near as many stories as they used to either. It's a lot shorter feed, and they don't cover near as much news as they used to. I think that's another reason the Blaze is starting to struggle. Now, I'm going to be kind to Glenn Beck, and I'm going to bust out the olive branch, and I'm going to say, Glenn, if you want to sit down and talk about how to make the Blaze great again, if you want some advice about, you know, how to win friends and influence people, if you want to work towards solutions, we're willing to help, my friend. And I had a guy that promised me he could set up a meeting with me and Glenn Beck to resolve some of these issues. And he said Glenn would do it for sure, but now he's not so sure.
Yeah, he's just not so sure.
I'm sure that I'm willing to put forth the olive branch, though, and make that happen, Kurt, because we could help Glenn quite a bit. Liberty Roundtable, live in seconds.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so back with you live. We're talking about Glenn Beck and the Blaze and the viewership just diminishing big time. Glenn's losing a lot of support, a lot of backing. I think his attack and his hostile agenda for Donald Trump has been part of it. Firing Tomi Lahren, certainly part of it. Kurt, but I did my best to reach, put out the olive branch. I'm willing to meet with Glenn Beck and help him talk about solutions and growth, a way to simplify the Blaze. Just so you know, we got a radio network too, Glenn, and a news service, and we run it on probably, I don't know, maybe 1% of your budget. Don't know the exact figures, but I'm just telling you, we can help downsize and we can really make a difference. But anyway, I also highlighted this headline, One Step Closer. Audit the Fed bill advances in the House. That's great news. TheBlaze.com, I went and looked on The Blaze for a news story that I could highlight so I could put The Blaze as the source in my show notes today as an olive branch to reach out and say we can work together. And, you know, Glenn Beck has people on his radio networks and things that I'm friends with, quite good friends with. David A. Clark Jr. is one of them. He does a show for The Blaze, a radio show. And all I'm telling you, Kurt, is I'm willing to help and you know, be friends and do good together. And there's a lot that can be done, but it's going to take people coming together, not dividing. It's going to take people working together and not attacking. And I disagree with Glenn Beck on some things. That's fine. We can agree to disagree agreeably. What we can't do, though, is fight and melt down. And the only reason I take issue with Glenn Beck saying that I'm willing to work with Al-Qaeda to destroy the country, because I believe the 9/11 story isn't what we're told. I want the truth. The truth shall set us free. And if you're a true Christian, you believe in the truth in all things. But anyway, I'm just fearful that could turn around and the government attacking me and saying that I'm some kind of a domestic threat or some kind of an enemy of the country or involved in some kind of insurrections or something of that nature. Glenn can say that, you know what, I don't believe in the 9/11 truthers and I disagree with him all he wants and I'll be fine with that. He's entitled to his opinion too. But when he starts to use that turret, that big microphone, that to back into an agenda that could put me and my family in harm's way, suggesting that I'm somehow a domestic threat or a concern, or that's dangerous. And so I wanted to sit down with Glenn Beck and literally talk about that and say, Glenn, you got to not do these things. Okay, you could have not fired Miss Lahren. You could have let her come back and then worked on maybe phasing her out or something. I mean, there's a lot of ways to go about this different. But now what Americans believe is, you know what, you hate Donald Trump. You don't believe in the opinions of this gal that used to work for you and you fired her over her opinions. See, the First Amendment and belief in conservative principles comes to mind that I may disagree with Tomi Lahren big time because I believe her pro-choice agenda is just pro-death. But you know what? Tomi might have done it for a career move too and say, I bet I can get more gain, more mojo with View than I can The Blaze, and I'm going to insert some controversial statements and come out and see if somebody will hire me. It may have been that. I don't know if she really believes in the pro-death agenda or not. But I know this, to fire her over this was a big mistake, and the blowback is tremendous. Conservatives don't like that stuff. Conservatives like people that are consistent, that are true blue, that stand for, you know, God, family, and country, the American way, apple pie, freedom, the free choice. And when I say free choice as opposed to pro-choice, pro-choice is pro-death. When they want to kill babies, they're pro-choice. But any other choice I want to make, they say I shouldn't have that choice. But I believe in free choice. I believe in agency. I believe in the, okay, and our religion teaches us that. Christianity teaches us that we're agents unto ourselves and we need to choose good over evil. Well, anyway, so I reach out the olive branch to Glenn Beck over at The Blaze. And it's kind of hard, though, Kurt, because people claim that they can get a meeting with me and Glenn Beck, but it never happens.
Yeah, it's a real big surprise. You know, it seems like every time we try to get with, you know, these people that many times are hating it when it comes to the costs of doing a lot of things, and we know that we could offer them, you know, particular savings and that kind of thing. They just don't have time for us. Huh? You know, but hey, I guess we just keep trying.
Not only are we good friends with David A. Clark Jr. that Glenn Beck syndicates, great friends with him. In fact, we should be syndicating him. But Joe Carey, which is Glenn Beck's former attorney, we syndicate him too, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right.
So no one can say that we're not peacemakers, that we're not willing to work together, that we're not ready to put forth the olive branch. We certainly are. And we're proving it every day. And I'm saying, you know what? I think we need to do a whole lot more working together. And I don't agree with Joe Carey on everything, Kurt.
You don't?
No.
I thought that's the way it was.
I don't agree with my mom or my dad or my wife or my best friend, one of my best friend's co-hosts. I don't agree with them all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're wrong and sometimes I'm wrong. Or sometimes we're both wrong. And sometimes we're both right. We just have different focus or different points. I'll give you an example. This tax reduction plan. Kurt would like to see a transaction tax come into place and replace all other taxes. I would like to see us just abolish the IRS for starters, and we can discuss it later. However, I think both of those solutions are right.
And I like your plan.
I like your plan, too. I just prefer the get rid of it plan because I think it makes a greater point for freedom and the Constitution. But I don't deny that your plan would be plenty constitutionally sound and fine as well.
Yeah, but at least my plan, the transaction tax, would eliminate all other taxes, at least in my opinion. That's what I tried to say. But, you know,
it's a valuable point. And that's why I say both things can be right. It might just be whatever points we're highlighting kind of at the time. For example, I want to get rid of government school entirely, Kurt. Just shut down that government school cesspool. Shut down the 10th plank of the Covenant Manifesto. Quit stealing my money. And Kurt would say, you know what? I agree with that. Kurt wouldn't disagree, but what Kurt would say is, look, we got to walk before we run, or maybe even crawl before we walk. Let's just open it up to school choice. And I would say, yeah, but that can go all wrong. Well, that may be true, but that depends on if we let it go all wrong or not. But the fact is, the school choice option is actually on the table. My idea is not even on the table right now, Kurt.
That's a great point, Sam. Thank you.
So even if my idea may be a more pure idea, well, having an idea on the table that's actually up for discussion that might possibly make headway, is there's value in that. So it isn't that either idea is wrong on those issues, Kurt. So anyway.
Interesting. Yeah.
But my point is, Glenn, we can help you, my friend. And we can agree to disagree agreeably. And we can work together even if we have disagreements on things. Even if you don't like Trump, and I'm not as hostile to Trump as you are, but I bring up when I'm concerned about Trump and I praise Trump when he's right. And, you know, we can work together on these things. And we can actually, if we got enough of us new media folks taking center stage, and I kind of consider Glenn Beck new media now because he's not with the mainstream networks anymore.
Yeah.
And Alex Jones, same thing. We can work with all these guys. Now, there's a huge rift between Alex and Glenn, and they, you know, I don't know if it's just political theater, if they really hate each other's guts, don't know, don't care. We can work with all of them.
Yep.
So anyway, I digress into this, but, you know, we really can do some good stuff, Kurt.
Yes. Working together, you know, is so much nicer than just, like, being enemies, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, but we really need funding, and we really need people to put their money where their mouth is. Kurt, listen, if we had 20,000 Americans that put a dollar a day in, well, let me start over. Let's say it differently. If we had 1,000 Americans put in a dollar a day, we'd have enough money to run this radio network and our news network both. 1,000 Americans, dollar a day. That's $1,000 a day, $365,000 a year. It could run both Liberty News Radio, the radio network, and by the way, add talk shows, so we'd have a lot more live shows, and could run Liberty News Daily, and we could not only expand to 7 days a week, but we could start a good news division and more. All it would take is a dollar a day from 1,000 Americans, Kurt. That's all it would take. Can we find 1,000 Americans that would be serious enough, Kurt, do you think?
Well, we haven't done it so far, but we sure invite everybody to participate. You know, if you, even if you just do $1 a month, we'd appreciate it. Last time we checked, we had like 30,000 unique visitors to the website. You know, basically, if you each just did $1 a month, that'd be fantastic. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I think it's
because
possible.
Here's what could happen. Glenn Beck could instantly say, I'm going to fund this thing for 2 years. I'm going to put $1 million in. For Glenn, it would be nothing, Kurt. Yeah. And that would fund it for 3 years. And then he could say, in the meantime, I'm going to use every outlet that we have to have Americans, 1,000 of us, get together with $1 a day. Glenn Beck could be paid back in 1 year. And would have 3 years of funding, and Glenn would have a third of his money back, Kurt, in 1 year. And if we added advertising to the mix, we would turn that around in probably 1 year entirely.
And you've combined it with the Give Me Liberty Fund, and then the people that put the money in can basically get something for their money. They can get discounts at all these participating businesses that, by the way, the businesses participate for free. You know, I mean, it's just a tremendous plan, Sam. And all it needs is some big boys to grab a hold of it. But we do the best we can here at the Widow's Mite Radio Network, huh?
Yes. I'm emailing the guy I know that can get me the meeting with Glenn Beck, and I'm asking again, just because we're putting y'all a branch out right now on the radio and working so hard on this.
Yeah.
But all I'm telling you is we can do some tremendous work, folks, and advocate for Christian principles, for good news, for pro-life, for downsizing of government, for the proper role of limited government, for God, family, and country, for life, liberty, and property. We're all about that, folks. We don't just talk it. We live it. We absolutely encourage your support, your involvement, your dedication in every way, including financial. LibertyNewsDaily.com, click on donate. LibertyNewsRadio.com, click on donate. We're live and on demand on your radio, on AM, FM radio stations, on the internet, live and on demand, on the Roku player, look for the Liberty News Radio channel, at the websites we just gave, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Every effort that could be made would be absolutely greatly appreciated. And we promise to treat your funds in a sacred way to grow the principles of liberty. Every penny will be used to grow what we're doing, folks. Thank you so much for all that you do, for your partnership, for your involvement, for your faith in us. And we'll do the very best we can. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. This nation shall endure.